This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille. They are a father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group right here in Sacramento, here to give you some really good retirement guidance. Thank you so much for joining us. It's easy to make assumptions on what's going to go in a legacy plan, but Jeff and Camille are going to help make it clear for you as we dive into the basics of creating that lasting legacy for your family. Jeff, tell us, what are some basic questions we need to be asking ourselves on this topic?
Well, one question we always like to ask our clients is with their kids. If you have kids, is it important to leave them something someday? You know, and then we kind of go over the different things that they're probably going to get, like a house. But, you know, there's other things to leave them. And then if it's a husband and wife, well, are you going to leave them a large retirement account, which is now going to be highly taxable? So we really want to find out what they have and how it's going to be left to their loved ones. And then, do you have the proper documents in place? It's interesting to see these people that come into our office and they have this plan and everything, but when it comes to their retirement plan, they think, well, oh, if something happened to, I'll pick on the guy, my husband, and he's in the hospital, well, I can access the money from the retirement plan. Well, that's not true. It's the spouse's only if that person dies. So you do need this documents for power of attorney for finances on something like that. And then, are you working with the right professionals? We have a big saying here: your financial plan is only as good as the people you're working with.
True.
And it's only as good as the people have the proper tools to work with you to put together a plan.
I love it. Yeah, that's so true. All right, so let's get into then how you guys talk to your clients about legacy planning as part of their overall retirement plan. I mean, that's all part of the Monolith Money Map.
Right, and legacy planning is basically, legacy is what you're leaving somebody, correct?
Yeah.
So it's really about, okay, you're done spending it. What happens to it? So again, it's the proper paperwork put in place. How do you want to leave it? Do you want to leave it taxable or tax-free? You know, one of the big things that spouses don't realize is when one of the spouses dies, tax-wise, you're all of a sudden in a different tax bracket. You're now filing as a single person, not as a married couple. We're really big on saying, well, let's make sure if you have large retirement accounts, we do one of two things. We try and convert that over to tax-free money, like a Roth IRA, or two, why don't we put into a place a life insurance policy that will come to you tax-free that then you can use to pay the taxes on that large retirement account that's 100% taxable. So it's really about creating a plan and putting that plan in so it's most cost-effective for you now and then cost-effective for your spouse in the future.
Yeah, creating that plan. And, you know, that's what our show is all about, offering a chance for you to go in and see Jeff and Camille and get started on your plan. If you don't have a plan for retirement, if it's just like, hey, I'm going to take my money out of all my retirement accounts, you know, it needs to be a little more detailed than that. If you've been listening to Jeff and Camille for any time at all, you understand that. And they're offering a chance for you to go in and see them and visit with them about your own retirement. You know, I'm approaching 65 years old. So I know you must have questions like I do, you know, about what you need to be doing, about Medicare and signing up for that. Just so many questions involved with when I should take Social Security, all of that. Here's the phone number, 916-884-2584. Give them a call. You can even text the word visit to that number, 916-884-2584, and you can get an appointment that way as well. And also check them out on their website, monolithfinancial.com. So let's go to you, Camille, and why don't you talk about just the benefits of having that strategic legacy plan, please?
Yeah, so, you know, Jeff hit the nail on the head with one of the primaries. It's really understanding how taxable some of your accounts can be and finding a strategy to optimize that. you know, beyond just sometimes doing Roth conversions, looking at life insurance, it's also if you've got these, you know, accounts that you invested in, let's say Apple years ago, and now that price is worth a whole lot more, and you don't want to get rid of it. Well, you can do what's called a stepped up basis when you pass that asset along, or we can look at gifting. So there's so many opportunities out there. It just depends on what is it? What is the goal that we're trying to achieve? And, you know, who is it for? A lot of times, one of the other big things about having a legacy plan and it being strategic is really helping to avoid family disputes and conflicts. Mm-hmm. Even though as a family, you may be very close to one another while you're living, I hate to say it, but we've seen money tear families apart.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate because we've heard, oh, I'm going to give this kid a little bit more because, you know, maybe they're not doing as well in life, or, you know, a family member just stopped talking to their parents and now that they're gone or towards the end of their life, they came back into their lives. You know, so having that trust, having that all written out, but then also making sure that you're looking at your beneficiaries on all your accounts can really help when the end of life comes to help your family not have to have those conflicts over money as much. You know, the other big thing is preserving wealth for future generations. So if you want to leave money to your kids, grandkids someday, it's really important to find out what is the best way of doing that. How do we want it set up? Is there an age at which we want them to get this money? Is there a way that, you know, it needs to be invested for them? All of those areas are part of our initial visit where we're talking to you about what does your retirement plan look like and is it important to leave money to someone? So how do we best and most effectively leave that money for them? You know, another big part that we look at is, do you currently give to a charity or a philanthropy? There's certain ways that you can do that in a very tax efficient way. One of my favorite ones is if you're 70 and a half or older, you can give part of your IRA money to that church or charity or organization and not pay any taxes on it. So it's a great way if you are currently giving to a church and you've reached 70 and a half to just use your IRA to gift that money. And now you've gotten rid of your taxable amount and it helps everyone. So, you know, it really comes down to what does your plan need to look like for you? How do you envision everything?
And also, I mean, think about legacy planning before you die. That's one of the greatest things that we do here is we do a lot of legacy planning before you die. And what we're saying is, well, why not start gifting to the kids now while you can watch them enjoy it? I always remember one of my clients, he was sitting there and he had this account and it was worth about $600,000. And I kept saying, you know, what are you going to do with this? And we're sitting there one day and talking about that particular account. And he looked up at us and he goes, well, it's for the kids. And Camille and I looked at each other and went, well, wait a minute. So it's for the kids. How about if you give it to them now? And he goes, well, but I can't. I mean, it'd be taxable. Mm-hmm. And I said, actually, at that point in time, I think there was like a $2 million gift that you could give before you died. And we said, so why don't you just give it to them now? He goes, wait a minute. You said I can give it to them and not pay any taxes on it by giving it to them. And again, there could be some taxes depending upon what it's invested in.
Okay.
But just the idea of giving that money, it is not taxable. So there's amazing legacy planning that you can do in advance if you want to also. And Camille brought up a great point is, you know, why not gift that taxable account away and keep the not so taxable account to give to your kids?
Mm-hmm. The best.
Right? So
best
that's good
idea.
Legacy planning. Yes.
I love it.
Tax efficiency, paying less to the IRS, the whole goal. Keep more in your pocket, right? And do more of what you want to do.
I love that. That's a great story. So real quick then, tell us what happens if estate and legacy planning is not done properly.
So understand, if you don't do proper legacy planning, you could leave a tax bomb for somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, think about leaving a $500,000 IRA account to one child, and all of a sudden they get this account and they say, oh, I'm going to cash it and go, you know, spend it. And all of a sudden they're giving 30, 40% of that away to the IRS. That is just not good planning on either one of their parts. And most kids don't know how to handle a large sum of money when they get it. It's usually gone in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So why not have conversations with them now about a plan to distribute your money either currently or in the future? And I always say, and Camille says the exact same thing, is it's really fun to give money to your kids now and watch them enjoy it. It's really a great time that you can watch your kids, your grandchildren, and give them something that they can enjoy now while you're alive, instead of the last minute call saying, oh, where are our beneficiaries? Who's getting what? You know, we tend to get those at times when it's toward the end of your life. We want to do all that planning while you're still of sound mind and you can do great things with it. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help you plan and plan the rest of your life.
We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with Jeff and Camille, a father-daughter legacy team. Today, we're talking about the importance of creating a legacy plan for your retirement and your family. You know, a lot of times we just say, oh, for my retirement, but also your family. So, Camille, why don't we get into some of the basic documents that we need to consider for an estate plan, please?
So one of the biggest documents you should have, especially if you own property, is a trust. Now, there's lots of different avenues you can go down as far as getting one. Just make sure you do your research as far as if you're going to hire an attorney to do one. You know, it's okay to shop around a little bit too, but understand that the trust you'd want to also fund as well. But the trust is typically going to have documents like a will in there, a living will, power of attorneys for not only finances, but also for healthcare. So end of life decisions, things like that, how you want to celebrate your funeral. And one of the fun things is, and you know, not really a well-known thing out there, but you can name your trust whatever you want too. So we tell, you know, a lot of people, have some fun. It doesn't have to be, you know, my last name is Butterfield. It doesn't have to be the Butterfield Trust. We've got a client where it can be, you know, the Party On Trust. So you can, you know, not for the new guy trust, you know, fun stuff. So have some fun with it and, you know, really understand that those are there to help make things a lot easier when you pass on and give direction.
I love that. That's so true. Yeah. Make light of it. Then your family will smile, laugh a little bit in your name, you know, things like that. So Jeff, talk about some of the missteps we need to avoid with that legacy plan, please.
Well, Luann, basically, if you don't do any of the legal documents Camille just talked about, that's a huge misstep. You know, yeah. I mean, think about it. If you own a home, and we talk to a lot of people out there that own a home and don't have a trust. Well, all of a sudden, and this happened recently to one of our clients, their brother passed away and the brother didn't have a trust. So they had to, one, get the house ready, but two, they had to hire an attorney to then say who he would have left it to. And unfortunately, fortunately, he didn't have kids, so they didn't have to worry about that part. Yeah. But think if he had, you know, three kids from two marriages and he liked some and didn't like some. I mean, what a mess that would have been.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's easy because the trust spells out what you want done. Mm. And that's the nice thing about having that trust. I talked about it, the proper document, having that power of attorney for finance. You know, if something happened to you or your spouse and you're in a bad accident and you want to access those highly taxable accounts to pay for medical costs, but if you can't sign paperwork, who's going to sign the paperwork for your individual retirement account? See, you can't do that. And your spouse can't do that. So you need to have a document that says, yes, my spouse can more than sign for my retirement account.
Oh my.
It's things like that. You know, those power of attorneys are very important because you have power of attorney for health. Mm-hmm. And I always kid, you know, my power of attorney for health says, okay, it has to be at least two doctors that say, I'm going to die before you pull the plug.
Yes.
And one can't be dating my wife.
That's cute, Jeff. That's cute.
But, you know, yeah. Cute. And again, have fun with it, you know, mm-hmm. but make it specific to what's going on. That health directive. So saying that if I'm a vegetable, go ahead and pull the plug is very, very important because now you're not leaving that decision on the people that love you.
Yes.
And I couldn't imagine how hard that would be. But just imagine trying to make that decision. Do I let them keep living like a vegetable? Or do I go ahead and say, hey, it's time to pull the plug and, you know, let them go to a better place.
Right. Yeah.
And it's really all those things put together. And that's why we take really a lot of time with you and help you make those decisions and help you make good decisions, you know, help you understand that the decisions you make today with a trust, you can change tomorrow. And that's another powerful thing about having a trust is that now you can make changes, but you can think about it and you can make sure that with a trust, things are done how you want them, when you want them, to who you want them to.
So here's the phone number, 916-884-2584. We are offering a chance for you to go in and visit with Jeff and Camille about your retirement and getting your questions answered. You can call that number. You can text the word visit for a 15-minute retirement ready phone conversation at 916-884-2584. And then also check them out on their website too. It's monolithfinancial.com. So, Camille, why don't we go to, you know, just how can we even start creating a plan?
Well, the first thing would be to do is have a discussion. So if you are married, you're going to get married, you know, there's kids involved, things like that. Start by having a conversation, right? So many times we find that that's maybe a conversation we haven't had as far as if you've got children together, if you both passed away, who would get, you know, your minor kids or who would get monies, especially if it's maybe a second marriage, things like that. So be open, be honest, have those conversations, and then talk to an estate planning attorney or professional about what you want things to look like. My husband and I, we had recently just done our trust, and it was wonderful because the company we were using, they sent us a questionnaire with a lot of the questions that we need to be asking ourselves. And, you know, one of the things was, do you want to be cremated or buried? Any funeral type things that you want people to know? And I thought it was really fun because it's like, okay, well, if I can rule for them a grave, because that's what a trust kind of allows you to do and give direction, I was like, I want it to be a celebration of life. No black. I want it to be bright colors. So you can get creative like that or tell people, I want this music or don't spend a bunch. Like you can put me in a cardboard box. Like that's fine. Like, you know, so, and that's really important because when you're dealing with somebody passes away, you're so emotional there. Right. And if you already have written down, hey, this is exactly what I want you to do. If, you know, maybe you want to be buried, you're like, hey, I've already taken care of the funeral expenses, things like that. You've just made it so much easier for that person in such an emotional time to help take care of things. So that's a big thing to think about, you know, and then as far as if you're living and you're maybe incapacitated or unable to make decisions, you know, having talks with kids or family members or your spouse as far as, okay, I want you to keep me plugged in for as long as possible. And, you know, here's why. Or maybe you're like, you know, no, but I want you to give my organs away. I mean, those are all things that they're not fun topics, but they need to be talked about. And then also as far as starting to create that plan is make sure that you're looking at your beneficiaries and that those are up to date. They don't have to be looked at all the time, but really when you want to look at these things is check them on an annual basis as far as IRA accounts or if you've opened up new accounts, make sure that you've got the correct beneficiaries designated on that. Also, you know, if there's a big change, so there's a marriage, a birth, a death, or divorce, make sure you're getting things updated correctly.
Now, let's talk about the importance of understanding the tax consequences that are going to happen with our financial decisions when it comes to our inheritance goals in that legacy plan.
So taxes are always an important part of everybody's plan and making sure that those taxes are set up correctly. But even more important is what Camille touched on is that the beneficiaries are the beneficiaries you want to have. I remember having a breakfast meeting and we had clients bring friends. And so these clients had brought a couple and we're talking about the beneficiaries and how important it is on your 401k because, you know, life changes. You start your job and maybe mom and dad are your beneficiaries. And then maybe you had a girlfriend and maybe, and I see this guy getting really uncomfortable over here. And I said, I got to stop and just ask you, you know, what's happening? And he looked at his wife that was with him. He goes, oh my God. My beneficiary is still my ex-wife. I haven't changed it in 15 years that we've been married.
Oh,
and
no.
You should have seen the look that he got from his wife. And I said, well, maybe not even drive home, but call whoever has that account and make sure those beneficiaries are changed right away. Because think of that. It would go directly to somebody he did not want it to go to. Mm-hmm. And the beneficiaries trump everything else on your retirement accounts. So you have to make sure that these things are set up correctly and then they pass the most tax efficient way. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help you do that. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We're not CPAs, but we know stuff and we work with your CPAs in order to help you do the correct things. We know stuff to help you with your beneficiaries and we just are here to help you. It's worth that 15-minute call. Just dial 916-884-2584. Let's talk about your retirement plan and everything that goes into it.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.